Hi, Miss Polly. This is Eunice, and now I'm going to talk about my opinion on my classmates' podcast. I chose Ivy's podcast because this morning you said Ivy's podcast is really great and like a real podcast, and I'm curious about it and want to learn from her. And as soon as I opened her podcast, I felt amazing when I heard her perfect blend of the voice and the background music. Ivy was talking about Chinese food, and she used some Chinese traditional music between the 13 seconds to the 14 seconds, which are really accompanied to her theme, which is Chinese food. One thing I learned from Ivy's podcast is Ivy talked not so fast, which makes me hear clearly. And when I was speaking, I was kind of in a hurry and feel nervous, and that caused a lot of mistakes. And in Ivy's podcast, she used a nifty tone, which used some phrase like open the gate to Chinese cuisine, and let's go, kind of this, which teaches me how to attract the audience interest and make my audience feel not that boring to listening to my podcast. And when I was hearing Ivy's introduction of Sichuan cuisine, she talks about fish fillets in hot oil. I can really imagine the taste of fish meat melting in mouth as soon as I put it in my mouth. It really makes audience run at mouth while listening to her podcast. Also, the story of fish fillets in hot oil is impressive. I ate it a lot, but I seldom noticed the story behind it. And it's really great to know the origin of your favorite food. Just like when we learned millennials in a documentary, they said millennials love eating local food because it helps them to know the story behind the food. It's kind of similar. And I have one advice for Ivy. Is to lower down the interlude music, because Ivy talked kind of softly and lightly. I turned my volume up to hear her voice, and when the interlude music suddenly appears and it is really strong, I was frightened by it. So that's all. I really like Ivy's podcast.